The Shia's protojet moves through Starlane 47, half-crazed from the unchecked effects of the deadly radiation sickness. His tortured mind is motivated by one thought: revenge. Revenge against Stephen Richards.
Time is running out. I feel like I'm boiling inside. Constant hammering in my head. Got to stay conscious a few more hours. Got to.
The lone fighter heads toward a Dominion checkpoint. Sergeant Nick Perchek is the duty officer inside the control center. Suddenly, the bank of scanners in front of him lock onto a flickering dot that appears on the screens. He opens the comlink.
Dominion checkpoint 8 to unidentified protojet. Unauthorized use of this Starlane is forbidden. What is your security clearance? Repeat, you are entering a restricted area. Identify yourself immediately.
This is the Shia, you fool! Are you challenging me? Code me through on my personal authority!
I can't do that, sir. My orders are clear. I must have your security clearance. No exceptions, sir.
I have no time to play your games! You can't stop me! No one can stop me from killing Richards! No one!
Sir, I'm going to have to alert Corps Command. Authorization for your pass-through of this area does not show on today's log.
I don't care what you do! It won't matter anyway! I'll be gone!
Nick stares at his scope. In seconds, the tiny blip has evaporated. Reaching up, he rewinds the tape and plays part of the verbal exchange between Vashaya and himself. Fate is unpredictable, for Sergeant Nick Perchek is a member of the fifth column inside the Dominion, and Lipton's contact, because he is on duty at this distant checkpoint on this particular day. The course of the war is about to alter forever.
I've got to get this information to Lipton on Cygnus 3. But I can't risk a transmission until night watch. Please, don't let it be too late.
Commander Stephen Richards has been called to Cartone. Startling intelligence information has been uncovered.
Nice to see you again, Commander.
Oh, Sergeant Baton. I'd like you to meet Lieutenant Lipton.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you too, Baton.
So what's this information that's so sensitive it can't be transmitted to mission control, even on full scramble?
Don't ask me, Commander. I build towers, remember? The intelligence work belongs to Bunker Room 1, and my orders are to escort you there on the double. Right this way, gentlemen. By the way, Lieutenant, that fifth column group of yours was great news.
Thanks, Sergeant. I hope we made a small difference every once in a while.
Oh, Lipton's being too modest. They've made a big difference. They warned us of Vashaya's attack on the Opergians and of the assault on Ventress water supply a while back.
Here we are, sir. Bunker Room 1.
Baton, all I see are solid rock walls.
That's what they all say. Just pull that lever, sir.
Very impressive, Sergeant.
One final security check ahead, sir. The double helix area. Follow me, gentlemen.
Did he say double helix?
Stand on the metal plates, please.
This is the genetic scan, isn't it?
That's right, sir.
You see, Lipton, each person's cellular genetic code is like a fingerprint. Only this fingerprint is tamper-proof.
Index fingers on the lighted panel, please.
Reading dominant and recessive genetic configuration for two subjects. Scanning complete. Welcome to Bunker Room 1, Commander Richards and Lieutenant Lipton. You may enter.
Bunker Room 1. A beehive of intelligence-gathering devices, listening to the secrets of a galaxy.
Welcome to Cartone, Commander.
McCormick, how's your squadron attack training and surveillance work coming?
We'll be ready when you need us, sir. Lieutenant Lipton, pleased to have you with us.
Likewise, McCormick.
Commander, I'll get right to the point. We've had the planet Vega under intensive surveillance. Data's been collected that, well, just doesn't make sense.
Exactly what is so mysterious, Lieutenant?
Take a look at this readout on the screen, sir. These are the geoseismic readings from Vega for the last 14 hours.
Have these figures been verified?
Commander, I can tell you that this data was also recorded at Corps Command recently. I've seen it myself. Dominion home world appears to be undergoing major crust and plate shifts. Readings all the way up to factor 6.
Okay, tremors, volcanic activity. But I still don't see the mystery.
I'll advance the findings. What do you make of this conclusion, sir?
After seismic shifts of major consequence, the planet appears to repair itself?
Impossible. A planet that repairs itself?
Even more strange, Commander, the high-energy force field around Vega has been steadily diminishing. This was the level 12 hours ago recorded by our space probe. And this is the level right now.
Explanation, Lipton?
None, sir.
I hate to say this, but there's still more, Commander. Actually, this is the real reason you were called to Carton. Take a look. Vita scans of the planet Vega, capable of recording emissions of any life form, produce no readings at all. Nothing.
What are you saying, McCormick?
The life forms on that planet are not being picked up by our scanners. That can only mean one thing, Commander. They do not represent life form as we know it.
General Derek arrives at home world seeking personal vengeance.
Where is everyone, Igrithor? There was no one at the landing area. Security seems to have disappeared.
Your concern is noted, General. But my security measures are none of your business. Why are you here?
Ordinarily, I would have made this decision myself. But since you sent Vashaya to my sector, I felt I must put my case to you personally. What was that?
Pay no attention. That's an order, General. Get to the point, quickly.
You have all my reports, Igrithor. You are aware that Vashaya has been incompetent, unable to produce results, and he's grown unstable, maybe going out of his mind.
What is it you want?
What I want, Igrithor, is permission to eliminate the bounty hunter. Igrithor, are you listening to me? Perhaps I should see the Council of the Seven if you are too busy.
Unnecessary, General. I speak for the Council and the leader.
Are you all right, Igrithor? You sound different. Tired.
Go! Leave me! Take your petty human vengeance any way you choose. I do not have the time. Be gone!
Suddenly, the ash-gray Vega planet convulses violently. Before Derek's terrified eyes, the walls around her crack and split into hundreds of fine, spidery tracings. Then they begin to disintegrate.
What's happening, Igrithor? Oh, help me! Somebody help me!
The floor under Derek buckles and shifts, tearing a gaping hole in the surface. One moment, the general balances on the edge of an inferno.
No!
Then she's gone, swallowed up forever as tons of white-hot lava explode from the core of the planet in liquid fingers of death. Without warning, something extraordinary begins to happen. The Vega world appears to heal itself, to cool, to repair the awful damage. Finally.
Not yet. It's too soon. More time. I must have more time.
Mm-hmm.
Returning to Cygnus 3 from Cartone, Commander Richards learns that Phillips' diary has finally been decoded.
I've given orders that we're not to be disturbed. I need your best thinking. Please speculate freely on the diary's contents. The secret we're looking for could be right in front of us.
Beta helped with the decoding process, and he's plugged into the cryptograph, ready to assist.
A most fascinating code, based on cuneiform, space law, and a famous 21st century chess game.
Not now, Beta.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but as I see it, Phillips' diary is actually two separate documents.
That's correct, Commander. Part one includes the Dominion military intelligence he'd uncovered.
Part two is what interests me, General. Phillips seems to be searching for Dominion's essential mystery, its origin. And Emerald Tree is mentioned, the same words my parents used in the holograph.
True, Steve, but there's no logical thought progression that I can follow. It's almost a code within a code.
Not exactly, Christina. The human brain cannot instantly match the relationship of seemingly unrelated data. However, my higher functions have pinpointed some interesting probabilities.
And were you going to share those probabilities with us, Beta?
Why, certainly, Christina. To begin with, there are 42 references to a Professor Max Schumann.
Didn't you know him, Father?
Not very well. Odd fellow, if I remember correctly. Always talking about a utopia.
39 references to the QR-23 planet, and 56 references to the Emerald Tree Project. Then there are a number of other references.
For 5 hours, the diary is probed for meaning. Two items recur: Emerald Tree Project and the name Professor Max Schumann, a former teacher on Centiga. He was a close friend of both Carl Phillips and Richard's parents. When the Dominion attacked the rebel outpost, he escaped. Opposed to war and violence in any form, he and his followers colonized the primitive planet QR-23 on the fringe of the galaxy.
General, the connection is clear. Professor Max Schumann is the only person still alive who might know what my parents' Emerald Tree Project was all about. I must go to QR-23 and talk with him.
All right, Steve. Permission granted. But do it quickly, or it may be too late.
...1600 hours on Cygnus 3. After his evening meal, Richards returns to his quarters.
Who's there?
Hello, Richards.
Vishaya!
I've come to kill you, Richards. And there's no way you can escape.
An urgent message for Lieutenant Lipton from inside the Dominion flashes across the vast emptiness of space in ancient Morse code. At mission control, the message is received and decoded.
Emergency. Vishaya on way to Cygnus 3 to kill Commander Richards. Information received at 1000 hours today, Dominion time. Priority red dispatch. 1000 hours. Communications. Contact General Zane. Tell him I'm on my way to the commander's quarters and request security backup.
Behind a locked door, Vishaya points his laser pistol at Richards.
I'm going to kill you, Richards. Give it up, Vishaya. I'm dying, Richards. And you're going to die with me.
You're crazy.
Perhaps I am. But it's because of you, Richards. You did this to me when you sent me to Setar. And now you're going to pay.
You need medical attention, Vishaya. You're barely able to stand.
I've waited a long time for this moment. Nothing will stop. No. What's happening? My vision clouding over. I can't see.
Commander, are you in there? Open the door! Commander Richards, can you hear me? Stand back! I'm gonna blast the lock!
Commander Richards.
It's all right, Lipton.
I just need a few minutes to pull myself together.
Is Vishaya...
Yes. He's dead. He had me cold, Lipton. But the shots missed me when he collapsed and died. It was that close.
Then it's finally over, sir.
Yes. The last chapter in a long and twisted story.
QR-23, a gentle, primitive planet on the rim of the galaxy. It's a forgotten place of strategic importance to neither side in the Dominion conflict. Locked in a time warp from another age, it turns slowly on its axis in a sea of stars. In a mud and straw hut facing the sea of ellipsis, Professor Max Schumann proposes a toast.
We'll drink to my good friends, your father, your mother, and Carl Phillips.
Delicious. What is it?
Made from the wild grapes of the Coba vine. We do not live an entirely deprived existence, Stephen.
Professor, you've read Phillips's diary?
I have. What do you want to know?
What was the Emerald Tree Project?
Ah, Emerald Tree. A vision of paradise or a nightmare?
Can you explain, sir?
On Centiga, Phillips, your parents, and I used to dine together once a week. We would sit and talk for hours about our work.
Anything new on those propulsion boosters, Robert?
We're making progress, Phillips. Slow, but sure.
I wish our unofficial project was going as well as the boosters, Carl, dear. Max, where's the food? We're starved.
Patience, patience, Patricia. Epicurean delights take time. You're not still fooling around with that energy theory, are you? You two are playing with disaster.
We don't agree with you, Max. Our energy device would be a miracle worker.
Wait a minute. What's all this about an energy device?
Go on, Patricia. I can't stop you. Tell Carl about your Emerald Tree.
Well, in a nutshell, Robert and I have a theory. Just a theory at this point. As you know, technology already exists, enabling us to move matter, beaming objects from one location to another. Essentially, matter reverts to energy, then back to the identical form of matter again. With me so far?
More or less. What are you getting at?
Hypothesis. Why couldn't there be a machine that could reduce matter back to pure energy? Then instead of just reforming it the way it was, transform it, change it, make it reappear in a new or better form.
But where does Emerald Tree fit in?
Oh, that's Max's name for our energy theory. I used the example of the ordinary leaves of a tree being transformed into sparkling emeralds. A pretty image, don't you think?
Really transformed? Or would the new form be just an illusion? And would the transformation be permanent?
Good questions. We haven't gotten that far into the theory as yet.
Max, as usual, sees sinister connotations in what we're proposing.
It could produce chaos. In the wrong hands, it would completely upset the natural balance.
But it could do remarkable good, Max. Anyone or anything damaged or flawed could be repaired, transformed, whole and better than before.
But according to whose standards? Forming matter at will from pure energy would give the operator the power of creation. The ethical questions are staggering. No, it's a monstrous evil, and I, for one, am glad the technology doesn't exist. And I wish you two would just let the whole area alone.
I don't understand. I'm still confused, Professor. Emerald Tree was just an energy theory? Reforming matter out of pure energy? Then how does the Emerald Tree Project lead us to the secret my parents told me about?
Like most answers, Stephen, they usually just produce more questions. I've told you all I know about your parents' work.
Professor... Before they were killed, my parents made the connection between their work on Emerald Tree and the secret that can destroy Dominion. Now, it's clear from his diary that Phillips was looking for the same thing before he died. Come back with me to Cygnus 3, Professor, and help the rebels find that connection.
I cannot, Stephen. I can't understand your world. It frightens me. Perhaps when destruction and killing ceases, Perhaps then there will be a place for someone like me. Farewell, Stephen. And Godspeed.
For 36 hours, Richards maintains radio silence. Using hyperspace, he races past the third stellar ridge, through the Aries constellation, and finally reduces speed around the Horn of Taurus. Approaching Cygnus 3, he makes contact with Mission Control.
This is Commander Richards on Special Frequency X-19. Come in, Mission Control. Do you read, Mission Control?
This is General Zane. What is your situation, Steve?
Well, QR-23 provided some of the answers, General, but not all. However, I'm convinced we're on the right track.
Come to Mission Control as soon as you land, Steve. We're in final preparations for the Cartone assault on Vega. We must strike soon.
Roger, General. On my way. Richards out.
The secret's so close. I can sense it. Almost touch it. It's all connected. The Vega findings, our experiences on Luna 1, the diary, and my parents' energy theory. I'm not exactly sure how, but in some way, Dominion is the Emerald Tree.
The secret of Dominion. Have you discovered it? And what is Emerald Tree? More clues follow in episode 13, The Secret.